It's a privilege to welcome you all here this morning for this press conference to talk about Prioritize PA Small Business Package. And it's a thrill for me to welcome a number of my colleagues from the Pennsylvania State Senate here this morning. Two Lititz, Senator Kristen Phillips Hill, who certainly is no stranger to Lancaster County. She ventures across the river with some frequency. I believe Senator Bartolotta has been here previously. I know she was here at least on one tour of the Rock Lititz campus maybe a few years ago. And I do believe this is Senator Judy Ward's first visit. So we have both Senator Ward and Senator Bartolotta from the western part of the state. It's a pleasure to welcome them. We also have with us this morning John Longstreet, who is the president and CEO of Pennsylvania Restaurant and Lodging Association. John, thank you for being here this morning. Rob Comerow, who is the general manager here at Lititz Springs Inn and Spa and the Bull's Head Public House. We're going to hear from Rob momentarily. Tom Baldridge is here this morning. Tom, thanks for making the trip up. Tom's the president and CEO of the Lancaster Chamber of Commerce. And we have Holly Dekarski, who's the executive director of Venture Lititz. Holly, good morning. Thank you for being here. Venture Lititz just doing phenomenal work here in town. And we have, I'll wait for the truck to pass. And we're also joined by Lititz Mayor Tim Snyder. Mayor, thank you for joining us here this morning as well. It's a privilege, as I've said, to be here outside the Lititz Inn and Spa and the Bull's Head. Certainly for folks that are from Lititz or the surrounding areas, they're very accustomed to just an outstanding establishment that this is here. If we're to restore, rebuild, and reimagine a stronger Pennsylvania, we must prioritize Pennsylvania's small business. My colleagues and I are here this morning in Lititz to briefly highlight legislation that we are introducing to do just that, to provide the tax, fee, and regulatory relief our small businesses and our small towns who've been so negatively and disproportionately impacted by COVID mitigation efforts so desperately need in order to recover. As I said in Lancaster last week at the opening of our new mass vaccination clinic, I do believe that a spring of hope, despite the weather this morning, a spring of hope is upon us. The COVID infection rate is down. The COVID hospitalization rate is down. Deaths are down. The vaccination supply and access to vaccination is increasing and projected to increase dramatically over the next number of weeks. And legislative efforts by the Senate Republican Caucus to prioritize Pennsylvania small businesses are well underway. A number of weeks ago, I circulated co-sponsorship for legislation that I'll just briefly highlight and turn over. One, to allow businesses who were impacted by Governor Wolf's shutdown order or his business restrictions during the COVID-19 pandemic to deduct their property taxes from their state net income or state corporate net income or CNI or personal income tax liability. To waive state fees for retail food and liquor licenses for restaurants and bars that were forced to shut down during Governor Wolf's emergency orders. Third, allow, and I know Senator Bartolotta has worked extensively in this space as well, to allow normally profitable businesses that experience a pandemic-related loss in 2020 to offset earnings from prior years or future years against current year losses and get refunds for prior years or cut future tax bills. The program would sunset in 3 years to allow time for struggling businesses to get back on their feet. And then third, create a temporary business improvement tax credit. I'm excited about this innovative approach, and we're working through the details of this, that's essentially modeled off the highly successful Education Improvement Tax Credit, or EITC program, that would allow businesses who've done well during the pandemic to make a donation directly to assist struggling small businesses in return for a tax credit worth 50% of their donation. The program would be capped at $500 million, resulting in $1 billion provided to struggling restaurants, bars, and small businesses in the Commonwealth and would expire after 2 years. Again, encouraging those who've done well over the last year to support those businesses that have struggled over the last year.